everyone, and welcome into the Talking Puck Podcast. Tom Callahan, Mike Haynes here with you. Please follow us on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on air. He is at BusterTheDog33. And also, catch us on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Twitch and YouTube. Talking Puck TV. That's our weekly show that we do. We love talking hockey. This past week, Mike and I jumped back in the new year here, and we went an hour and a half because we had so much to talk about. And now we're back to doing podcasts during the week. So, Mike, there is a lot going on. There's a lot to catch up on these last few weeks. But something that's been with us for a long time now. I mean, we're talking a couple of years now.
I know.
COVID-19 and cancellations, and the league just announcing as of our taping that there's more cancellations coming this week, now involving the Seattle Kraken. Obviously, the Canadian teams are being pushed back because of attendance restrictions, but also the Islanders kind of getting caught up in it again. And now it's just there's so much going on. I know you said Toronto was having some fears about Austin Matthews even.
Right.
I mean, it's nail-biting time for a lot of these teams trying to get through this.
Yeah, I just saw it today. There was a story from Anaheim. The Ducks had to cancel their practice today. We're all COVID-19 fatigue talking about it.
Sure. Yeah,
but those who are living in the hockey world, and I'm doing so through, I have a daughter who's playing college hockey, and she's not able to get on the ice right now. She took her test. Before she left, on Sunday, but she took her test on Thursday, and she still has not gotten a result back. So therefore, she's been there since Sunday night. They started practicing yesterday, and they're doing three practices a day, and she can't get on the ice because she can't get a result back. She's fine. She's fine. She doesn't have any symptoms at all, but it's mandatory they take tests. And then I've got a son playing high school hockey in Colorado, and they're making them take tests. If you're vaccinated or not, you still got to take your tests. But they're also waiting. There's such a backlog for just, you know, the common guy to get this done. And there's only so many tests and so many people who can take care of it. It's really affecting even lower levels of hockey. But we're here to talk about the NHL. And boy, there's trying to think of which direction to go. It is. I always like to look at things from the fan standpoint, and used a great word the other night on our on Talking Puck TV broadcast on Sunday when you talked about just the fatigue of it, and the players are tired of just all the rigmarole you got to go through. I think fans are as well. Whether how many fans can come into the game? What do you got to do to get in the game? What do you got to show? What do you got to prove? What kind of tests? It makes you almost just want to stay home if you're a fan, and then you want to stay home, and then games are getting canceled. I understand it's the world we live in, Tom, but it's just not, and I'm not saying anything that nobody understands, but it's not good. It's not good for the sport right now to have this stop and start. Are they playing? Are they not playing? And who's playing now? Okay. I am going to go to the game. I paid $150 for a ticket. Oh, Austin Matthews is out now. Oh, great. Oh, good. Me and my son go to one game a year that we pay $150 a ticket for, and Austin Matthews is out because of COVID protocol. It's not good.
Right. And this is in no way a slight or a slap at the AHL, but you don't want to pay NHL prices to watch AHL hockey. Right. And when teams have 5-6 guys out, they have, you know, a good chunk of their American League team up. And in one case the other night, I'm trying to think, it was Edmonton yesterday against the Rangers, had a goalie who'd never played in an NHL game, was an emergency call-up because Mike Smith's a China doll and continues to get hurt. But the only healthy goalie they had, sorry, Mike, he's even on the fantasy hockey roster, but I'm just going to pound this guy because enough's enough. Koskinen's the only healthy goalie they have. They have no other choice. And there was another one, I'm trying to think of the team, they had an ECHL goalie as their emergency backup because of COVID and injuries. And that's the thing, is everybody's still dealing with the normal bumps, breaks, and bruises this time of year, right? This is hockey. We have injuries. I get that. But this is making it so much worse. And from a fan standpoint, yes, absolutely, Mike, I agree with you. This is a difficult situation for you to say, you know, maybe, you know, little Johnny wanted to go see the Leafs against the Penguins because he also wanted to see Sidney Crosby. Mm-hmm. And so you planned this game when it came out on the schedule. You bought the tickets then. Now, all of a sudden, Matthews isn't in the lineup and who knows who else. And you can't predict injuries. But, you know, it's so tough. It is so tough. And you're still going to go to the game, but you can't help feel just like we've been saying, just fatigue with the whole thing. I know we're all over it. It's not going away anytime soon, but this is the reality we're in now. It does make it more difficult as a fan.
But Tom, here's part of the dilemma for me is how we have two countries who are dealing with it differently. And we have cities that deal with this differently. And I think that is a huge issue. I mean, in Canada, what Ontario just went, we are locking down everything, right? You can't go anywhere, and you've got to have proof of vaccination for things. But, you know, everybody stay home. Everything's closed now. This is in Ontario. This is Toronto. So that shut down. New York is basically crazy there, too. But at least they're letting people in the games. But up in Canada, so you have a real mixed message, I think, if you're a hockey fan. What, is COVID more severe in Canada than here in the States? You know, some you know, red states here in Texas or down in Florida. Hey, it's fine. Everything's open. Come see the games. Everything's fine. Go up to, you know, you go up to New York or up in New England. No. You know, it's a mixed message too, Tom, about how you deal with this. And the other thing is now there's been a change from the CDC in terms of you know, how long you got to quarantine. You know, it was 10 days. Now, you know, they're pushing this back to 5. Should sports be any different if guys aren't showing any symptoms? Do you, you know, because in some states they're having such problems in hospitals, they're allowing people who have COVID, nurses and doctors, to come in and work. So is it, what point do you think, okay, when do you start letting play? What's the way you look at who's allowed to play now? I mean, do you shorten the amount of time you got to sit out? Does anything change, or do you just ride this out, Tom?
Well, if from a league standpoint, they want to play the games and they want to get everything in. So I feel like the league's answer has been, we're just going to forge ahead here. And everything you need to know, Mike, about the league's stance is defined by the fact that they're canceling games because of attendance in Canada, or lack of attendance, because you can't, 200-300 people in some buildings, or 10%, or whatever it is. So it's motivated by the money, clearly, in that case. The NHL does not care if you pay your $150 to see half of an American League team. They just don't. They want you to go to the game. And that's a hard reality to live with as a fan, but you have to understand that the owners need to make money for the league to be successful and for them to want to continue owning teams. Otherwise, if everybody wants to sell their team and no one wants to buy one, guess what? Teams go away. So that's kind of the disheartening reality of it all, is I feel like the actual, you know, I'm a player safety guy. Well, I'm also just a human safety guy. I want to see everybody healthy. I side with doing things for people's health, and not just my health, not just your health, everybody's health. And I think it takes a village. So my point here is that no matter what you're doing, letting fans in or not, masking or not, you know, the reality of this new variant is that it passes pretty easily. The NHL picks guys out pretty quickly right now, even if they're asymptomatic. And I know the NFL just actually changed theirs, letting asymptomatic players who are vaccinated go ahead and come back in. The problem is, Mike, who do you believe? Medically, who do you believe? And I know that that's a big problem in this country especially. But at the end of the day, I mean, this is a real world problem, but the NHL is going to continue to forge ahead with this. We're going to play those games in the Olympic break. That's why I think they're fine postponing stuff now. My question is, what if mid-January is not going to be the peak of this thing, this current wave? What if it's actually going to get worse? What if it's actually going to magnify itself into the spring? Then, and that's what I wonder if the NHL has a contingency plan for. That's what worries me. And I'm talking as a fan. Hey, league, how are you going to deal with this? I feel like they kind of make it up as they go, and that's concerning.
Well, part of the issue, too, is you have these postponements. We don't have right now, and I don't know if this, tell me if this bothers you or you think this makes any sort of impact on the end of the season as who's going to be in the playoffs. There's such a variance in terms of how many games have been played by teams. Is it fair? You know, and so, okay, if I'm Toronto, and let's say Austin Matthews, they're waiting to find out whether he's going to be out or not. Don't you think for Toronto, they would rather, if you're the coach, wouldn't you think, you know what, I'd rather postpone the next five games, and we'll wait till he's better before 100%. We start playing again, right?
Yeah.
But is that fair? Because there have been teams already this year, you mentioned the Islanders, they've had to play with the American Hockey League teams, basically, you know, with players that are called up. So what's fair? What is fair to how many players have to be out before you say, and what kind of players? We're missing three of our bottom six. Oh, we can play. Uh-oh, Austin Matthews is out. We need to postpone. So how is all this being decided?
And the interesting part is that's a Toronto home game we're talking about, you know, the Edmonton at Toronto, because that's the Wednesday. The Thursday is and by the way, this should be coming out on Wednesday, so it'll be quote-unquote tonight's game, Edmonton at Toronto. And then tomorrow night would be Toronto at Montreal, but that's postponed because of Montreal not letting fans in the building. Same thing with Winnipeg's games. You know, it's Winnipeg can play in places where they could play, but they don't want to play at home. Or can't play at home, according to the league, because of such limited attendance. And the league is hoping this will work itself out. Arizona wants to postpone all of its games for the rest of the year. Sorry, I had to get that in there. It's interesting to me that it is going to be pick and choose. And I do think it is going to be competitive advantage to some teams.
Mm-hmm, right.
And because Toronto is a Canadian franchise right now, if they pressed the league to postpone tomorrow, and I don't know, they could issue a statement saying, oh, the building says we can only have 500 fans. And again, mm-hmm. season ticket holders be damned. Partial mm-hmm. season ticket holders be damned. You know, sorry, guys, whatever. But if you're allowing 500 fans in, that is, if you postpone the game, then you can say, well, we're taking care of our people. We're taking care of our ticket holders.
We care.
We do care. We want everybody in here buying our popcorn and $74 beers.
Exactly. Right.
So that's, I don't know. No, you're right, Mike. There will be, and you can cry foul if you want, but it's just how it is. It will give teams a competitive advantage. It will help teams out to cancel when their stars are out. If I'm Toronto, absolutely, I'm saying, oh nope, we can't do this.
No, and it gives you a chance. If you can do that, if you can postpone for a little bit, it gives you a chance. Let some guys heal a little bit, some bumps and bruises, maybe a little bit of injuries. That lets you. It's a few more games. So let's take for example. Let's take Vegas, just for example, here. They've had some serious injury issues, and you got Eichel, they're waiting to come back. Boy, the more games, if you're Vegas, the more games that you can postpone or wait on and push back until you get a little more healthy, then you get Pacioretty and Eichel back, doesn't that help you?
Oh, yes.
So what's to stop them from going, We got seven guys right now with COVID and COVID protocol. We need to wait 2 weeks before we can play again.
Well, I mean, league administered testing is what. So the league is the one with the results. I'm not. Look, if you want to get into conspiracy theories, we can say that there's an owner who's.
No, but all a player has to do is say, I was exposed, Tom. I was exposed, right?
Yeah, then you have to get your test, and tests are instant results.
I know. But. But still, you get enough guys going, I've been exposed. I mean, you could throw a little rock in there for a little bit. So I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm not saying maybe it's a little different now in the NHL, but in the old days, I could see some owners pulling a fast one like that.
Oh yeah, definitely. And this is, again, this is a situation where everything is fluid the way they're going to deal with it. And, you know, as guidance changes from the CDC, but even, and again, the CDC has no jurisdiction in Canada. Canada's got its own health board and its own,
And it's serious time up there. I mean, they're not messing around up there. It's a whole different deal. And I wonder are you hearing anything about them shutting down the border again? Saying nobody can come in?
Actually, so when I was in Buffalo over Christmas, there was some talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, you know, kind of, is this going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised just because they've done it before. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you didn't have to go over for, you know, matters of grave importance or basically, I think, and I'm not even sure if you were allowed to cross for work at a certain point.
That might have even been
off the table at a certain point. So, yeah, it's tough to say if how that's all going to come out. But I'm looking at it from a standpoint, too, Mike, of this is something that we've done it once. Yes, but now it's back. We thought we were out of the woods. You know, look, let's face it. Some people are out there acting like there's just nothing wrong, which is not mm-hmm. the case. it's a little weird to me. But the thing is, so we're going to go through these ebbs and flows. I feel like we just need a better plan. We need a more comprehensive plan. Again, I'll go back to, I just feel like they're kind of making it up as they go. They're like, well, right now, we knew we had the Olympic break. This is it. They said, we got that 3-week Olympic break in there. It's built in. We're just going to end up eventually postponing 3 weeks worth of games. Mm-hmm. And we'll still finish mm-hmm. on time. And if it's less than that, then maybe we pull the end of the season back a little bit. I don't know. It's weird to me.
Yep. No, I don't think we know yet what the full ramifications are going to be. But I thought it felt like we had turned the corner to a degree before Christmas. And then when Omicron came, this has upset the apple cart here. But I don't think we know what's coming. And boy, the league does not want to have to go through what they've been through the last couple of years, where you basically stopped the season once and then did get your playoffs in and then having to stop mid-season, last year. That's the last thing they want to do, but they may not have a choice.
Could you see in future schedules something where, and I know you'd really have to, owners don't want to reduce the number of games. But
almost
like the NFL has a bye week built in and the NHL used to kind of have that break. I almost feel like you may need, if this continues, if COVID just always is like this, you may need a built-in 5-day period where you know you're going to put in some games that were rescheduled or postponed. Yeah. Once every 6 weeks, you've got a 5-day gap just in case you need to throw something in there.
But you would think all that's got to get approved through the Players Association. And, you know, what are they going to agree? What are they going to agree to? So that's all part of negotiations, I guess. But,
yeah.
I just think as we sit here today on January 4th, I think there's a great unknown, unfortunately, as to what the rest of the season schedule is going to look like and what teams are going to benefit and what teams are going to get hurt. Because of COVID protocols and missed games and postponements and trying to make up things and then try to squeeze games in. Because there's some teams, Tom, that have not played, that have played quite a few less games than other teams. Are they going to be asked to really have a hyper schedule near the end where you're playing, you know, 3 games in 5 nights, you know, those kind of things? And where does that fit with injuries and fatigue and that sort of thing? So, are teams that have not, that just came to me. Are teams that are behind in terms of games played, are they going to have a tougher time at the end because they're going to have to try to get more games in before the playoffs start?
right?
I don't know. Just something to think about.
It's a lot to think about.
Yep.
There's a lot of factors, contingencies, and you know what? There's probably things that can happen you and I haven't even begun to think about yet.
I don't know if that's possible, but
I mean, we're pretty comprehensive. It's a pretty comprehensive program.
I don't miss much, Tom. So, yeah. But that's fine. If you think you've missed something, that's okay.
Okay. Willing to admit my faults. Yes. All right. So I know we have no answers on this, Mike, but I also know that, you know, we're going to stay on top of this as best we can. Mm-hmm. And as we look forward here, I guess the best thing we can hope for is that, especially with the Canadian teams, because they're really postponing left and right in a lot of cases. And you're right, it's going to lead to a point where could a team fall 8 to 10 games behind the rest of the division? Yes, it could happen. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, it's not a foregone conclusion that, you know, some teams are going to have to finish by playing something crazy like 17 games in the last 30 days or some,
right,
you know, or right, even more, 20 in the last 30.
So, exactly.
Which
exactly.
Is, I mean, in the minors, 3-3 is a thing, but it's not in the National Hockey League. So
no, not at all.
We'll see. We'll see how that's all going to play itself out. But any final thoughts you want to leave with on this subject?
No, just that it's very much up in the air, and it's unfortunate. You know, the world that we live in now, this is difficult for everybody. And when we think of sports, and especially those of us who are huge hockey fans, you want to almost escape away from that real world with COVID. Just seems like you can't get away from it. You know, it's every broadcast, every news channel, everything you read, anywhere you go, you're constantly reminded of it, right? Put your mask on. Are you vaccinated? Blah, blah, blah. And you just kind of want to sit and watch or listen to a game and just sort of escape that. And it's just right back in your face again, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And it's going to be there for the foreseeable future. That's for sure. Yep. But, you know, you're always welcome to chime into the conversation. We do always take questions and comments in our chat on Talking Puck TV on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, where we're on Twitch, we're on YouTube. You can join Mike and I there. But in this case, we ask you to interact with us about the podcast on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on Air. Mike is at BusterTheDog33. Let us know what your thoughts are. I know there's no easy answers to this one. But, you know, it's some of the listeners, Mike, it's a topic that, you know, comes around from time to time. We do engage on Twitter with it. And I always like to hear what other people have to say, because I mean, I have to listen to you to know whether I'm right. So it's fun to listen to other people's perspective, too. So,
yeah, I look forward to hearing from people who agree with me.
Absolutely. There you go. Yeah. Otherwise, you will be blocked, deleted.
That's right.
Vaporized.
Don't even contact me.
That's right. Okay. All right. Well, that'll do it for this edition of the Talking Puck Podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. Like, follow, subscribe. Available everywhere you get your podcasts. We appreciate you being here and listening. And we'll talk to you next time.